This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Angry Israeli protesters and families of hostages have called on all parties on Sunday to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to secure the release of remaining hostages after Israel announced it recovered the bodies of six Israelis. Protester Daria Gilati from Jerusalem.
This morning we're grieving. We're grieving the death of six hostages. They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
In Jerusalem, several dozen people staged a protest in front of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence, holding posters of the six and other hostages who were killed in captivity. David Haid is a professor of philosophy at the Hebrew University.
Yesterday we found out that another six hostages were murdered cruelly only recently, which shows or proves that the government could have saved them.
The bodies of the six hostages were recovered from a tunnel in southern Gaza, where they were apparently killed not long before Israeli troops reached them, the military said. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory that has been ravaged by the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the Strip. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian missiles that hit Kharkiv on Sunday have injured over 30 people, including children. For expanded coverage of world news and events, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russia saw U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris as a more predictable opponent than Republican Donald Trump, though in any case there is no prospect of an improvement in relations with Washington, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said. In an interview with a TV reporter with favored access to the Kremlin, Peskov also appeared dismissive of Trump's boast that he could end the Ukraine war within 24 hours if U.S. voters returned him to the White House. The Kremlin spokesman said there was no quote-unquote magic wand to resolve the Ukraine crisis overnight in the way that Trump has promised. Passengers bought berths on a three-year cruise. Months on, the Odyssey is still stuck in Belfast. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The ship was scheduled to visit 147 countries, with its villas or cabins starting at around $100,000 each. But it's now undergoing repair work that's postponed its scheduled May departure. Passenger Johan Bodin says the company has been transparent throughout, but that he and his wife are keen to finally set sail.
They've had a lot of hiccups, and we believe in what they're trying to do, but 3 months been a long time.
The ship is currently docked where the doomed Titanic was built more than a century ago, with passengers allowed to get on the ship only for meals and entertainment. The company has said the cruise liner is almost ready to depart. That's after work on the engines and the rudder. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Philippine authorities have raided a suspected illegal online gaming and cyber scam complex and taken into custody more than 160 people, mostly Chinese and Indonesians, who were committing internet-based crimes. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Philippine officials said Sunday that the raid by more than 100 government agents, backed by military intelligence Saturday on a resort compound on Lapu-Lapu City, was part of an ongoing crackdown after President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. ordered a ban in July on widespread online gaming operations that cater mostly to clients in China, where illegal gambling is banned. Marcos said that the massive gambling operations have ignored Philippine laws and also committed other crimes, including financial scams, human trafficking, torture, kidnappings, and murder. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A white beluga whale named Havaldimir that was first spotted in Norway, not far from Russian waters, with a harness that ignited rumors he might be a Moscow spy, has been found dead. The Norwegian public broadcaster, NRK, reported that the whale carcass was found in southern Norway on Saturday by fishermen. Follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA.